USA Radio News.
Day two of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is in the books. Former U.S. Attorney Kendall Coffey worked with Judge Kavanaugh and talks about what sort of man we can expect if confirmed to the Supreme Court.
Well, I believe he'll be nonpartisan. I believe he will be principled. He stated yesterday that he would bring to cases an open mind, possibly the only one in the room that had an open mind.
The New York Times printed an anonymous op-ed, which was penned by a senior White House official. President Trump addressed this earlier today.
If the failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial, can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial. We're doing a great job. The poll numbers are through the roof. Our poll numbers are great. And guess what? Nobody is going to come close to beating me in 2020 because of what we've done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Facebook and Twitter executives are defending their company in congressional hearings today. Meanwhile, Google declined sending a top executive, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, earlier today.
We don't always have an understanding of where an account is located. We have to infer this oftentimes. And this is where we do get a lot of help from our law enforcement partners.
One type of American farmer wants to throw away some of this year's crop. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A group of cranberry producers asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture for permission to throw out 25% of its harvest this year, as the Cranberry Marketing Committee is frustrated over low prices being charged for their product, which they say is now being overproduced. The percentage being requested would translate into 100 million pounds of cranberries. Some would be composted. Other portions would be sent to charities or researchers, as was the case last year with 15% of the product.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, President Trump welcomed the Emir of State of Kuwait to the White House. President was then asked his thoughts on the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings.
I'm happy with the Kavanaugh hearings. I watched today for a little while. I saw some incredible answers to very complex questions. He's an outstanding intellect. He's an outstanding judge. He was born for the position. I heard as long as 10 years ago, people were saying he should be a Supreme Court judge. I didn't know him at the time, but I was hearing from a lot of people, friends of mine from Washington and other places, saying that Brett Kavanaugh should be a Supreme Court judge someday, and I'm honored that I gave him the chance.
The president was then asked about Bob Woodward's new book.
The book means nothing. It's a work of fiction. Already General Mattis has come out very, very strongly. And I think you know General Mattis. He does what he wants to do. He's a very independent guy. He was insulted by the remarks that were attributed to him. And he came out with a very strong statement. I assume you read it. I hope you read it last night. General John Kelly, the same exact thing. He thought he was insulted by what they said. He's right here. He couldn't believe what they said. And he put out a very, very strong statement. And many others. And other statements are coming out. The book is a work of fiction. If you look back at Woodward's past, he had the same problem with other presidents. He likes to get publicity, sell some books.
Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.